91X News.
It's 3 degrees and foggy with light rain. I'm Austin McKay with 91X News. Watch out today, drivers. Road conditions are slick with fog and freezing rain warnings for Bancroft, North and Center Hastings, and areas around Charbot Lake. Buses were also canceled this morning. A cross-examination of the half-brother of Muhammad Shafia was today in a Kingston courtroom. Shafia, his wife, and son have each pleaded not guilty to four counts of first-degree murder. The trio all are accused of killing three of Shafia's daughters and his first wife over a polygamous marriage issue involving family honor. An intelligence officer with the Canadian Navy charged with communication information to a foreign entity has had his case adjourned until next week. Sub-Lieutenant Jeffrey Paul DeLille faces charges under the Security of Information Act that deal with communication information that could harm Canada's interests. A 40-year-old Halifax man was remanded in custody until his case returns January 25th. The defense minister is keeping tight-lipped about the whole situation. Peter McKay refused to say today whether the national security has been put at risk, nor would he reveal which country was involved. Five more bodies have been pulled from the capsized Italian cruise ship off the coast of Tuscany. That brings the number of deaths to 11, while 24 people remain missing. The captain, Francisco Chetino, was in court today in a hearing to determine whether bail would be set. Reporter Lama Hassan says the judge's ruling comes as no shock.
If the judge is up against allegations of manslaughter and abandoning ship, those are serious allegations, so it comes as no surprise that there is no bail posted for him.
Jim Hickey explains to captain's assistants that he did nothing wrong.
The cruise ship captain claims he did not abandon ship, but was thrown into the water. Why did you abandon ship with 100 people still on board? The captain is asked by an Italian port official. I didn't abandon any ship, he says, because it turned on its side quickly and we were catapulted into the water. The Port Authority official seems astounded to learn that not only was the captain in a rescue boat, but so were all of the ship's officers, while there were still passengers aboard the crippled cruise ship. Send someone back on board, the official demands. I am giving you an order. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
The premiers have emerged from their meeting in Victoria, BC, to say that they have set up a group to work on improving health care. Saskatchewan's Brad Wall and PEI's Robert Gies will lead the charge to make sure provinces share practices on innovation and especially health standards. Wall says the province will move ahead despite Prime Minister Harper's comments that he won't put any more money into a proposed new health funding formula once the current one expires in 2014. If today's your birthday, well then get in line. Today hosts a ton of celebrity birthdays, starting with comedians Betty White and Jim Carrey. NBA star Dwayne Wade also has a birthday. The voice of Darth Vader, Lion King's Mufasa, and this is CNN James Earl Jones has his birthday. One of the founding fathers and sixth U.S. president, Benjamin Franklin, Canadian bootlegger Al Capone, singer Kid Rock, and First Lady Michelle Obama all have a birthday today. And finally, boxing icon Muhammad Ali all celebrate their birthday today. Happy birthday to them. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Jose DeBarros with sports.
The Belleville Bulls have the night off tonight, and they will need it. The Bulls have run into a rough patch in recent weeks, having lost 7 of their last 8 games. Tomorrow night, the Bulls play the Mississauga of St. Michael's Majors at the Yardman Arena. Belleville is now the third place in the OHL's East Division and are in 7th place in the Eastern Conference. Calling Sidney Crosby. Hockey star Sidney Crosby will once again visit chiropractor Ted Carrick later this week. The Pittsburgh Penguins star was treated by Carrick last summer. Crosby points out Carrick as being important to his original recovery from a concussion earlier this season. Crosby's concussion issues resurfaced only 8 games into his comeback and last played on December the 5th. Speaking of the birthday boy, Heath guard Dwayne Wade will not play Tuesday against San Antonio because of a sprained right ankle. Wade has been dealing with at least 3 lower leg injuries in recent weeks, with a sprained ankle, a sore left foot, and a strained calf muscle. Tonight's game will be the 4th Wade has missed this season. Miami won all 3 of the previous contests without the 2006 NBA Finals MVP, who turned 30 today. Miami next plays Thursday at home against the Los Angeles Lakers. Victorious Steve Nash leads the Phoenix Suns into Chicago tonight in one of 7 NBA games in the schedule. The Canadian has a share of the league lead with an average of 10.1 assists per game. The Toronto Raptors have the night off. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Austin Mackay with 91x weather.
Today we'll see periods of rain, fog patches dissipating this afternoon, a high of 8. Tonight, a few rain showers ending late this evening, then partly cloudy with 30% chance of flurries, a low minus 10. Wednesday will be clearing in the morning with a high of minus 8. It's 3 degrees. I'm Austin Mackay with Jose DeBarros, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.